Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
Hello, once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today, and we'll be talking about on today's show, what's going on in the PGA Tour. The Memorial Jack's Tournament is getting started this week in beautiful Dublin, Ohio. And so we'll talk about that and all that entails. A lot of guys, a big field, always a big field. They go there to not only play and good purse and everything else, but to honor Jack, and deservedly so. So we'll get into that a little bit. We have our good friend Paul Stankowski from PGA Tour Champions joining us, and he will be coming to us from Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa, where they're playing the Principal Charity Classic on the PGA Tour Champions. And we don't know the answer, to be honest with you. Yesterday, he was qualifying to get into today or this week's tournament on the PGA Tour Champions. Don't know how it turned out for him, because I didn't hear from him last night. So we'll find out, I guess, with the rest of you, if indeed he did qualify to get in, or he's on the road back to Dallas from Des Moines, Iowa. So we'll be joined by Paul in just a little bit. And there's also some breaking news involving, of course, let's call it the Greg Norman Tour. That's what everybody knows it as. And we'll talk about that too, because it keeps getting more and more interesting. Frank Bassett, as always, in our Nashville studios. How you doing, Frank?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, it is the Greg Norman Tour, and so, breaking news.
Jump into it.
All hands on deck right now. Monahan is in Dublin, and most of the managers of the players are there for a huge meeting. So that's going to be going on. We're going to find out what happens. But
when you say managers, you mean like agents, if you will?
Yeah, player managers, player agents, whatever.
Yeah.
And all the players, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of news coming out of Jack's place this week. There was news yesterday. Jack said, yeah, he met with them because he was building a golf course for them. And out of courtesy, he met with them, and he was not interested in $100 million. Here you go, Jack. $300 million.
Well, some of us don't need that kind of money.
Really, I don't need it. I mean, if they offered it to me, I wouldn't take it. Anyway, Luis.
And who's the big name that they're now promoting as breaking ranks?
Dustin Johnson.
DJ himself, yes. Who came out a few months ago and basically said, not really interested like everybody else. I'm a PGA Tour guy. Love it. They've done a lot for me, blah, blah, blah. And now here he is and going against the wishes of Monahan and the PGA Tour. What are the repercussions, Frank? What do you think is going to happen? Because it's been everything from a ban from one extreme to maybe a slap on the wrist, which in that case would be a $10,000 fine or something like that. What do you think is going to happen to DJ?
I don't know. I just don't know. But he said, remember he came out a while back and said, I'm 100% behind the PGA Tour, whatever. That's not the exact quote, but he said, I'm supportive of the PGA Tour, period. Well, now he's changed, and he said it's in the best interest of himself and his family. So there.
Which means money.
Money. That's what it means.
Because his family doesn't really care what he wins or doesn't win or where he plays or doesn't play. Well, it's all about financial.
You would think
benefit.
They have enough money. I mean, let's face it, you know, with that family.
Right.
But who knows? I mean, this is going to – here come the lawsuits. This is, Christmas for attorneys right now.
Here
it goes.
Well, first place, just to get a grip on things, if you will. But, I mean, first place last week at the Schwab Challenge at Colonial, 1.5 roughly.
Yes.
Right? Not bad. It's $4 million for this little soiree. $4 million.
You know,
and a total purse of $25 million because you have a team competition that they put in there, too. It's a weird format, but let's just suffice it to say the guy who wins could win $5 million plus. That's an incentive for a lot of people. They're claiming, again, the LIV Tour is claiming that they have 16 of the top 100. And that's, you got Sergio, Lee Westwood, Ian Poulter, Brendan Grace. You've got different guys, and let's call them kind of mid-level, if you will. Certainly name people that we all recognize, but it's not Spieth, it's not DeChambeau, and it's not Rory, and it's not Scheffler and other guys, but it's guys we know, right? Louis Oosthuizen's playing in it. So I'm kind of curious, does the PGA Tour, and I believe all these guys are PGA Tour members, correct?
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken. I mean, I know they're kind of, some of them were European. Yes.
They all signed the agreement.
Both. But the PGA Tour,
yes,
to members.
Abide by the rules.
Are they all going to be banished
In the words of Shakespeare? Banished?
You're quoting what? Shakespeare now? You went to EIU. Damn. They teach Shakespeare at EIU?
SIU.
Oh, that's right. Southern Illinois. Sweeney was EIU.
Sweeney was the wrong one. Yeah, he went the wrong direction.
That's right. I don't know, but they all signed that agreement that they would abide by the rules set forth by the PGA Tour. And it's going, this first event will be opposite the RBC. Now,
which is another weird thing for DJ, right?
Lee Westwood sponsored by RBC.
DJ is.
That's right. DJ is. RBC. That's right.
And he's going to miss the Canadian Open. The RBC Canadian Open, which is their crown jewel. It's the Royal Bank of Canada. So the Canadian Open is a big deal for them. He's going to miss that. Now, my guess would be, bye-bye, just like any player, his agent has negotiated that he's not committing, that he has to play, let's just say, in this tournament. It would certainly be a courtesy if they're giving you millions of dollars in sponsorship, which they are, that you would play in their crown jewel event.
Yes.
Right? Because there's also an RBC event in South Carolina, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Which is his home, and he plays in that. Whether you can get the Canadian in or not, I don't know. Who knows? But that just seems like it's kind of thumbing your nose at your sponsors, too. So how that plays out, I don't know.
This is going to be a lot of fun. By the way, breaking news, Paul Stankowski shot a 69 and qualified yesterday.
Oh, he did?
Yep. Harrison Frazier qualified, our buddy Harrison, yeah.
There you go.
Google qualified.
69
Moreland
qualified.
Moreland the fourth and 69. So 68, 68, 68, 69, the four qualifiers that got in. And John Daly got in as an alternate because Rocco Mediate withdrew, so John Daly is in now.
Which means he'll win. A la PGA Championship. Yep. Is he an eighth alternate? It's the same story. Good for Stanky. Good for him then. So yeah, he is staying in Des Moines for a little bit. So now, the good thing about the Champions Tour, which we'll talk about in a second, is there's no cut. So if you get in, you make a check.
Yes. Right?
I mean you'll make some money. So that's the nice thing about that versus the PGA Tour, which is a whole other part of what the negotiations. And I gotta think, Frank, back to the LIV Tour and Greg Norman and everything else going on. The PGA Tour is sensing certainly, okay, this is not just a blip on the screen. It's serious money. It's powerful people. Greg Norman's got name and record, blah, blah, blah. I think there's going to be a meeting of the PGA Tour, just like the NFL, just like everything else. Once you push those big 800-pound gorillas, if you will, the big kings of the jungle, you push them a little bit, they normally kind of come back and say, okay, let's do something here. And I think the PGA Tour is going to figure out a way to say, all right, we can't just be stringent and just say, by God, anybody, we're going to ban you and all that. They're going to have to say, okay, what are we going to do? We're going to raise some purses here. We're going to bring them some more money. We've got different things because they don't want this to be a continual little lingering thing of, you know, in 2 months, it'll be Rory that might play in one of those events or it'll be Spieth or one of those other guys. What are we going to do? We're going to look like, and I think their PR, which is very, very important to the PGA Tour, to the NFL, to the NBA, their image, to the country, to the world. They don't want to look like the guys are just constantly going pow, pow, and firing off fines or suspensions or whatever for all these guys that want to go play in these events.
Well, those fines and suspensions have always been very protected and very clandestine with the PGA Tour.
Including DJ himself.
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
DJ missed Firestone. When I was doing that event about 5 years ago, and DJ suddenly wasn't there, and we found out later it was involving some substance and different things, but they keep it very under wraps. I'm just saying, I think the PGA Tour's got to go, all right, we got to figure out a way to massage this a little bit.
Protect the brand. They're going to have to. They're going to have to come to terms with this. This is exactly what happened when the WGC was formed, the World Golf Championships was formed. Greg Norman was behind that. That's what he started.
Yep.
He was going to do that. And the tour came in and swept in and took it away.
Yep.
Similar thing's going to happen, except for the fact that there's more money involved this time. A lot more money and a lot more power.
And I don't know that the Saudi family, right, and the Saudi royal family, which is the fund, if you will, it's the bank. I don't know that they're used to being partners in a...
with anybody.
I think they'll do some a little bit, but I don't think the PGA Tour is in a position to say, okay, well, here's what we're going to... They might go, no, we're going to keep doing this, and we'll throw... And maybe they're saying, amongst themselves, we'll lose $100 million going down this road if that's what it takes to kind of get some inroads in what we're doing. We can afford to lose $100 million.
That's what they've already done. I guarantee you, putting up the money that they put up, they said, look, we're just going to put this up, and we know this is seed money. Right. You know, we're going to plant the field, whatever, and we hope the crop grows. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on here.
And I think they can do that. It almost reminds me of Augusta National when they've had some public relations issues. And what do they always do? They just say, you know what? We'll just fund it ourselves. We'll just take care of it ourselves. When there's enough money that you can't threaten them with, well, we're going to crush you. No, you're not. Then I think you got to figure out a way to make that work because Saudis have more money than God. I mean, it's unbelievable. So I think they've committed at least $500 million.
Here's a tidbit for you.
So
related but unrelated. When you buy oil in the world, what's the only currency that you can buy oil with?
Dollars.
Dollars, period. A lot of people, I don't think, understand that. And that's why OPEC, and that's why we kiss Russians. Their rings,
yes.
The Russians, everybody, because if they decide in Saudi Arabia that they're going to allow oil to be purchased with rubles or whatever else they want, or pounds or whatever, that will have a devastating effect on our economy.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
I don't know that.
So they've got a lot of power, and that family owned—that's OPEC too, folks. Okay, understand this is all interconnected over there right now. So everything that's happening, this is a bigger deal than Gulf. It really is.
Well, they decided to, and again, they being the royal family and whoever else is involved in that. I mean, it's hard to know exactly, but let's just say Greg Norman being their point man, I think looked at this. And said, here's an anticipated probably exactly what has transpired to happen. So we knew that a year ago, and we're all putting this together. We know what's going to happen. And we knew we were going to get pushed back and all these threats. But if we're committed and we say, okay, we know that's going to happen. We're still going down the road, and we're going to do this without any sponsorship if need be or whatever else for 5 years. And we'll commit all the money to doing that. And the PGA Tour gets that. As big as the PGA Tour is, they don't throw around that kind of money. It's going to make somebody take notice and go, okay, how do we work this? Because you need to make everybody happy as best you can, because you don't want disgruntled employees, right? Nobody wants a DJ coming going, all right, I'll play a colonial. I don't want, they don't want the bad mouthing going on. They don't want everybody needs to be happy and smiley and enjoying the life of golf. So the conversation you're saying is going on now at Dublin, or will today, over the next couple of days with the players or the player agents and the PGA Tour, I think it's got to be how are we going to, because DJ made a big splash. I mean, a guy like DJ, it's one thing to have Louis Oosthuizen go play there, Lee Westwood, guys that are not as highly ranked and maybe past their prime, stuff like that. You get a guy who's a recent number one player in the world, major winner, certainly a contender for every major for the next 5 to 10 years. You get him going over there and jumping boat against the wishes. I mean, again, remember, he doesn't know what the repercussions are. He was just told, like everybody else, there'll be repercussions. If you do this, you don't get approval. We didn't sign off on this. No excuse absence. He's going against that. It'll be interesting to see how they treat that and what comes out of it, because they don't want the bad PR of DJ going, do you know what they did to me? You know what the PGA Tour is going to... What? What?
Well, it's going to happen. It's the minute you get all of the sharks in the courtroom, it's going to happen. I mean, the bad publicity is forthcoming. Just get ready for it. It's going to happen. So,
well, we got Paul Stankowski, who's standing by in Des Moines. He's our man on the road in Des Moines, Iowa. Frank would normally be there with him covering the PGA Tour Champions.
I would, yeah.
Des Moines off the list. Yeah, well, Des Moines. You ever been to Des Moines, Frank?
Yes, I have, and it's a very nice place. Yes.
Oh, okay. It is nice.
It's a wonderful place. It's a great state, too.
It's the heartland of America.
It is the heartland of America.
Iowa. So that's where Paul is. So we're going to take a break, and we'll come back and see what Stankowski, Mr. 69. That's some pressure right there. Monday qualifying is a lot of pressure, right? I mean, it's like...
One chance, last chance at glory.
Well, you go out of town. You do incur the expenses of traveling and getting there and caddy and all to just try to qualify to play.
Yes.
And he did. That's a lot of pressure to make that 69 on the number he made it. So we'll talk to Paul about that and a little bit about what's going on with Greg Norman's little tour as well, and a lot of other things when we come back. You're listening to Golf Talk America right here, and we will be back right after this.
Guys, just because it's spring doesn't mean you have to spend your time hunting for eggs. The right pair of underwear puts all your eggs in one basket and keeps them there. That's Tommy John's Hammock Pouch Underwear. When you're wearing Tommy John's Hammock Pouch Underwear, you're that much more comfortable, so you can do everything better. And they have dozens of comfort innovations. Once you've tried Tommy John underwear, you're never going back. Innovations such as an air mesh interior hammock and moisture wicking fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands. Plus, the legs never ride up, and Tommy John underwear comes with a non-rolling waistband for the perfect fit. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics. I know, because I'm one of them. They're one of the best pairs of underwear I've ever worn. As much as I travel on the PGA Tour week in and week out and doing TV and radio, they never have failed me. And guess what? Shipping and returns are free because every pair is backed by Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, and it's free guarantee. Folks, it's Tommy John's anniversary month, so whether you're trying them for the first time or a longtime fan, get 25% off site-wide right now at TommyJohn.com/golftalk. Go to TommyJohn.com/golftalk today for 25% off. TommyJohn.com/golftalk. See site for details.
Welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett coming at you today. And again, we'll be talking about the Memorial Tournament in just a bit, Jack's Tournament in Dublin, Ohio. And Frank, as I always say, our show is a better show if we would record our breaks and what goes on before the music starts.
That's true, but it would be canceled.
We always have the best conversations, and then we're like, oh, let's do the show now. We're like, we forget we're even doing a show. Joining us in that vein is our good friend Paul Stankowski, who joins us from Ames, Iowa, where he qualified yesterday for the PGA Tour Champions event, the Principal Charity Classic, coming up this week in Des Moines, Iowa. How you doing, Stanky?
I'm doing well, guys. I'm doing well. Yes, I am glad that we aren't recording that break.
It's good stuff. It's always good stuff.
It is good stuff.
A lot going on. Hey, congratulations and a playoff yesterday and qualified for the tournament this week with shooting a 69. You had a few bogeys and shot a 69, so you threw a bunch of birdies at us. That's pretty good.
Thank you. It was, you know, qualifiers were always like, I guess, shooting craps, right? You just never know. or playing the slot machine. You're looking for the jackpot, and you very rarely get it. But when you get it, it's pretty cool. So I feel bad. Yeah, I was in a playoff with Ricardo Gonzalez.
Got a few dropouts going on here, Paul. Can you get near a window?
Well, I got one bar. They must not have cell towers up here in Ames, Iowa.
Ames is what? University?
Now, so
there you go. Two bars. Let's say with two bars.
Iowa State. Yeah, the golf course, Beamcure Hills, is right by the campus. So drove by the football stadium. It was pretty cool. But anyway, yeah, I was very fortunate to the birdie the last two holes and then get in the playoff and win the playoff. So I'm nice. Excited, headed down the road here when I get off the phone with you, down to Des Moines, to the Wakanda Club to play in the Principal Charity Classic. And while I was on the golf course, I got an email that I was got a sponsor invite into next week's event in Wisconsin, the American Family.
That's a fun one.
Nice. So this is exciting. I played last week in the senior PGA and
yes, you
this
did.
Week and next week. So I got three in a row. It's kind of nice.
Cool. Hey, tell us.
Not playing much. So three in a row.
Back on the horse.
I was up there for a big tournament in Benton Harbor. Tell us about that golf course. How'd you like that course?
I really liked it. You know, it was beautiful. The setting. Through the trees and the dunes and a lot of different, a couple different types of golf courses within the same golf course, but, huge bunkering. The green complexes are, they're busy. But I liked it. I get bored sometimes playing golf cause there's nothing to look at, but on that golf course, There's a ton to look at. It was beautiful. The way Jack built that track was pretty sweet. So anyway, I did enjoy it. It was in fantastic condition. The weather was a little suspect for us at times, but some of the craziest greens I've ever played on. But if you hit quality golf shots, they weren't bad. If you hit mediocre to bad golf shots, you were getting rejected and left very difficult up and down. So yeah, your creativity was going to have to come out of you big time if you were a little off.
That Tim, he just said it. If you get rejected, so that's my problem at my home course here in Nashville. I'm going to rejection counseling this week because
Paul, you had a unique round there too. It's a major. Right? It's a senior PGA championship. And that's your first, if I'm not mistaken, your first senior major. Am I right, Paul?
That is wrong. But that was a good try, though. You had a 50-50 chance of either going to be right or wrong.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I played last year. I played in this event last year, and I played senior players last year as well, which I believe is a major.
Is that a major?
And I played in the senior British, senior open championship.
Well, that's right. You did. You know, that's right. I do remember that now. I do remember that.
I missed the cut there. So that was, I shot 45 on the back nine there. So that was pretty good.
That was memorable. What'd you shoot? You shot at this one, like one shot every day, right? 70, 71, 72, 73 or something like that. Was that your scores?
I don't recall. I shot 73 the last day. I know that. I think
it was 70, over. 71, 72, 73. So each day got a little bit tougher.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't a six-round event, boys.
That's one way to look at it. And then again, so this week you play at the Principal Charity Classic, back to three rounds, right? So you'll get in the full tournament, no cut. I'm assuming, right? Correct.
Correct.
In Des Moines, but you don't know this
time too.
You don't know this course at all. I'm guessing, right? You've never played.
Never. I've driven by it twice because when you go from the airport in Des Moines up to Ames, where the qualifying course is, you drive right by the golf course. And the couple holes that I've seen, it looks like it's hilly, a lot of up and down hills, and look like some push-up greens, small greens with fall-offs, drop-offs on either side, on all
Donald
four
Ross.
Sides, I guess. And I'm not sure it's a Donald Ross course.
No, but it's a Langford course, Boyce Langford.
Don't know that. It sounds Ross-ish, right?
Yeah, 68-51, par 72.
There you go. Yeah, so my caddy went out there and walked yesterday and this morning. He said, you're going to love the golf course. It's perfect for you. Small greens, small slopey greens.
No so trees on the left. That.
I could find the trees no matter what, so it doesn't really matter. I'm in them often. I'm about 50-50, right? So there you go.
Yeah, everything's 50-50.
But I'm looking forward to it.
Good, good, good. We're talking with Paul Stankowski, talking about PGA Tour Champions and his upcoming event. We were talking in the first segment, Paul, Frank, and I, as a lot of people in the world of golf are talking now about the Memorial Tournament, and not so much, maybe unfortunately, but not so much because of the upcoming tournament, but because today and tomorrow for the next couple of days, Jay Monahan, commissioner of the tour, and a lot of the players and the agents are going to be getting together because the new event, the Greg Norman-led LIV event in outside of Great Britain, right side of London, is starting next week. And the word came out that Dustin Johnson is going to be playing in that with other names that we mentioned in the first segment as well. Just interested in your take on that whole thing, Paul, how that you think might transpire, because as we talked during the break, there was early indications that there are going to be severe penalties or some not so friendly conversations. If you choose to go into that event, nobody was getting written permission, which is kind of the norm. If you wanted to play an event off of a PGA Tour event and you would get the okay to do that, nobody's getting the okay to do that. And DJ's kind of leading the field, if you will, of big name guys that are going to be playing in this event. Just your thoughts on that whole thing, how you think that might transpire or what might happen even with a crystal ball in your lap right there down the road with this whole new event and new tour.
Yeah. It's interesting, guys. I've to be completely honest with you, I've tried to not pay too much attention to it because a couple reasons. One, I wasn't going to get a phone call that they were going to pay me a lot of money to go play. So, so I was like, well, it's not going to affect me at all. But, I'm a PGA Tour member, right? I've been so since 1994. And, until I breathe my last, I will pay my dues and continue to be a member of the PGA Tour, now playing PGA Tour Champions. And so, that's where my allegiance lies. There's a lot of players, a lot of young players, though, that the amount of money these guys are throwing at these players, especially if you're a player playing the PGA Tour, you've been out there for a couple years, right? Here's the deal. You're one injury away from not having a career anymore. You're one bad year. If you haven't won, you're one bad year from maybe dropping off the tour and then struggling to get back there. Right. So a guy who say he made $2 million last year and $2 million the year before, he made $4 million. That's pretty darn good. But then this other tour is going to pay you a, like a boatload over the next few years, plus the purses you're playing for. Some of that money is life-changing to these players. So, you know, I think the first and foremost, the mindset of a lot of the young players is that I got to provide for my family here, right? And sure. I think they've made it very difficult for some of these players to turn down that money, right? You know, whatever the number is, if it's $5 million a year, $10 million a year for what, 3 years? I don't even know. And the other numbers were astronomical, right? That we've heard from what they've offered some of the guys. But
sure.
The way I look at it, like this tour is in a direct conflict with the PGA Tour. So, you know, as a PGA Tour member, you know, I don't like it personally. I don't think it's good for golf. You know, if it was in the off season, like if our season was like it used to be January through the first week of November, and we had and that tour wanted to step in the second week of November through the end of the year, that's different. But this is like another league in the end, like another basketball league mid season going, hey, LeBron, we want you to play 6 games for us. And don't worry, you know, the games are just against that you're going to miss are going to be against the worst teams in the league, you know, so it's not a big deal, right? That's not going to fly. And so I don't know. I don't know what I feel about it other than makes me feel a little queasy, you know, just because it's, I don't know. This is, you know, they say good press or any press is good press. Well, this, I don't think this is. And, I didn't know, you told me in the break that DJ was one of the guys. I don't know who the other guys are. That's really surprising to me. You know, and then DJ is an RBC guy. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And RBC is, isn't it the RBC Canadian Open?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
So,
which is what he'll miss.
That's an interesting piece right there that, you know, I wonder how RBC feels. Are they excited about it? Because maybe it's going to bring some press to an event that might not get great coverage historically because the fields aren't very good historically. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot to think about it, but I've tried not to pay too close attention. And my caddy and I yesterday, he asked me about, you know, like, what's the news? Do we know of any players that are playing? And I honestly had not heard. So it's news to me that DJ's going.
Oosthuizen is, Poulter is, Charles Schwartzel is, Hudson Swafford is, Taylor Gooch, Peter Uihlein is playing, Lee Westwood, of course.
So there you go. So I
Brendan
look at
Grace,
you know,
Sergio.
The foreign guys, sure. It's whatever. But, you know, Gooch, has he won on the tour? He did win once.
Yeah, he just won last fall, didn't he?
Yeah, hey, one last fall. Hudson Swafford's won a couple.
Yeah, he has
times
two wins.
Well.
Gooch has, and Hudson has, let's see, I'll look right now. It's right in front of me. Hudson has 4 professional wins, 12 top tens. So,
yeah,
but here's a name. Koepka is playing in it.
He is?
Chase Koepka. His brother.
Frank, you got me on that one, Frank.
His brother.
That was clever.
Well, they don't tell you the last thing.
It's interesting. I'll be curious to read the trades and read the internet to see what's happening. I'm sure we'll get an email from the tour about whatever the meetings.
Kevin
Na. And by the way, Paul, it is a 54-hole no-cut event, which is similar to the PGA Tour Champions.
Shotgun start.
Which you are just doing now, and you're playing in that now. Is there a significant difference? Is that an attraction to these guys? Not only the money, but you play less. It's almost like a tennis event. Instead of having best 3 out of 5, you play 2 out of 3. It's a big difference playing 54 holes and getting a check. You're not going to have any cuts. That seems to be more money guaranteed in my pocket as well, if I'm making this decision, right?
The whole deal. I mean, the whole thing. Obviously, like if they paid you to do your show, guys, and someone else said that they would pay you more to do another show on another, you would have to go, hole. Okay, how much more? Yeah, that's interesting, right? Yeah. I mean, it's hard to turn down money, right? And it seems like that's exactly what this is. It's a money grab. I don't understand it. I really don't. I don't understand how they're gonna like. There must be a lot of money over there in Saudi land.
There must be money in oil. There's a lot of money in oil.
I didn't know that, but apparently there's.
But yeah, I'll be. I've got my popcorn ready to pop, and I'm gonna watch.
Who's televising it, Frank?
They do not have a major broadcast partner. Oh, it's going to be on the.
Did I hear they're going to stream on YouTube?
YouTube channel, the YouTube channel.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How's that going to work?
Well, you can get, if you have a smart TV, just go to YouTube and pull the channel up, and it's like watching TV.
I suppose it's more common than you would think, but I'm just saying it's not. Yeah. You almost think every league that starts, if it's USFL or anything else, right, in our world, one of the first things they have to do is get a TV contract, right?
Well,
you have to get Fox or somebody that's going to broadcast for you.
Yeah, that's where the big money is. But here's the question. They don't have a podcast, boys. They don't have a podcast. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
I'm on the phone.
You know what this is about, guys?
What?
This is 100% about gambling.
Sure it is.
That's what it is.
Sure it is.
And so it doesn't matter if it's on TV. It's a gambling play, and they're gonna. That's what they're doing. These got these pods, these teams. This is all about gambling.
Yep.
And it is. So that's why it's not on TV. That's
Paul, did that thought just come into your head? Could you kind of just threw that out there?
Do you like it? Do you agree with that?
It's always been about gambling.
I don't think it's a bad idea. I'm just curious. I'm pretty sure that the mind of Paul Sankowski just clicked into, I don't know. There's a lot of things. Wait a minute. Gambling. It's about gambling. I think that just popped into your head, didn't it?
It might have. My mind is it is the meandering mind.
The mind is a terrible thing.
There is a lot of vacuum in there that says got to be filled
with
something.
Hey, that's not nice. That's rude to our guest.
All of ours. Oh, mine too. Mine too. I'm just saying, it's a good way to go, though. You might be right. I hadn't thought really that angle, but you might be right that is a pot of gold that they're talking about that we get involved in. Maybe the Saudis, they haven't announced that, and maybe that's my point, is they haven't said, oh, by the way, our partner is MGM, our partner is Caesars or something like that. But
Think after one or two events, if it goes pretty well, don't you think that the whole complexion will change overnight, and there'll be a partner, and there'll be a gambling partner, and there'll be a broadcast partner, and
probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, they're just let's drop a penny in the well and see how far it falls before we hear it splash is what's going on right now.
I think a lot of people are peering through the curtains.
Yep.
Sure. Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Because
this could be, and by the way, Paul, do you see this as different than, I mean, the European tour has been around forever and ever, and you had a chance when you were playing that you could have, I'm assuming, played on the PJ Tour event or gone and played, and maybe you'd need a permission, whatever, but they would do that regularly. Tiger always would play internationally and miss PJ Tour events to play guaranteed money in Saudi Arabia or some part of that world, or in China, or in Japan.
Dubai,
So why is this different than that?
Here's how it works. I'm not sure if it's three or five, but you could have, I think it's every, I want to say it's, up to three releases a year. I think it might be five. I can't remember. I think I asked for one time. But you can get three or five, up to three or five, whatever it is, releases a year to go play. So opposite Bay Hill was always Dubai, right? And so you get a lot of players that would skip Bay Hill and go overseas, and they would pay them a boatload of money to go do that. But you had to write the tour, ask for a release, and they wouldn't grant everybody release because you wouldn't have a tournament, but they would grant, I mean, you would get a release. If you played X amount of events, you get another release kind of thing. I'm not sure the exact number. I can't remember, but you had to ask, and that's what they did this time. This is the same thing.
But they're not giving that release, is my point. They used to give the release. You could ask and get it. They all went overseas.
It wasn't three times. Yes, it wasn't a guaranteed deal, though. That's why. Otherwise, why would you have to ask?
Right.
So, in this case, everybody asked that wanted to go, and the tour said, we're not doing it.
That's what I mean. That's different, though. So why is this different?
It's up to
why does
them.
The tour see it different?
because this is not a European tour.
It's a competing
this is
tour.
Another tour that is European in tour. America. Some in America. Hey, I get it. European tour's been around, bud. Here's the thing. I'm with you. There's a lot of ways to look at this, and I think we can shape and frame our view to seem right. But all I know, as a PGA Tour member, it's in contrast. It's in conflict, I should say, with our tour, and it's purposeful. Greg Norman, has had a, I feel like, from what I understand, his whole thing about the World Tour, he wanted to do that years ago, and we stepped in and did the World Golf Championships. Right. So I think maybe we stole that from him. I don't know why he has a thing against the PGA Tour. I'm not really sure, but he does. And he's obviously this is going to happen. If they had a senior division, guys, that would put me in a dilemma if I ever got
correct.
A call.
Correct. Well, let me ask you this. Okay,
I'm an unexempt member of the PGA Tour champion, so I'm like, well, how much are you going to pay me? I mean, it would definitely go in my head, and I have to process that.
But sure.
And so I feel for the guys. I think that there's a dilemma that anybody who's been asked, there's got to be a dilemma in there because you're turning down a lot of money. Does DJ need that money? No. Does Kevin Na? Kevin Na's had a really, I don't know how much he's made on the PGA Tour, but probably close to $30 million, you think?
Yep. He's done well.
And that's pretty darn good.
Let me ask you this. Let's back up for a second. We're talking about LIV. Now, the European Tour is no longer called the European Tour. It's the DP World Tour, right? Yeah. Well, DP World is a multinational logistics company based in Dubai.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't know. It's
Well, the minutiae is getting deeper and deeper, The question I was going to ask you, Frank, is when we're talking about, okay, there have been other tours, and guys always seem to get, I get it, maybe everybody didn't get told, yes, you can go play in these other events, even if it's three or five times a year. They were strictly told nobody gets to play in any of these. So it was a different rule. It wasn't we'll play it as it goes. We'll see, and we'll let a few guys go. And nobody could go. Nobody. It was, why did they have that hard of stance? And is it because of Greg Norman? Is Norman and the PGA Tour for the last 30 years been in conflict? And by God, if Norman's heading this thing up, it's a different animal than it was Asian tour or PGA tour. Why are they so strict about not playing in these events? They could say the same thing. You get to play in two or three of those. Yeah. We'll let you play in two or three.
Well, here's the interesting thing. And there again, I don't know the, I've never sat on the policy board. I've been a PAC member. But as far as the rules in place, there's a tournament in California every year, Pebble Beach in November called, it's now the TaylorMade. It's bounced between Callaway and TaylorMade over the last 30 years, whatever, 40 years. I think it was a 50th or 40th year. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's now during, since our season has changed, right, from a January through October tour to now a wraparound season, the RSM over at Sea Island is the same week as that tournament every year. And a lot of players loved to play at Pebble Beach. Why? Because, they paid you to go over there and play. It's Pebble Beach. You stay at the lodge or at Spanish Bay. It's beautiful, right? It's amazing. But now it's opposite our Sea Island. And so they can't play. They can't play. There's not a, can I go play? No. If it's an event on U.S. soil, I don't think we've ever gotten a release. If it's overseas, it's a different animal. And so, a few of these events are here in America. And I could see them saying no to those. But you're right in that this one's in the UK. So, why is that different? I don't know. That's a good question you bring up.
Yeah. Well, don't know.
For some reason, I don't know if Norman's the common factor that they're, by God, not going to do it if Greg Norman's involved going way back. We'll see. We'll see. But it is going on, and maybe more names, because they said Phil is listed as a possibility still playing in this event. That would be really interesting if Phil ends up showing up at this event outside of London again. He's got a couple of weeks, I guess, to really fully commit to it. So, but they said in the article I was reading that Phil still
kind of open-ended about whether or not he's going to play. That would make headlines everywhere too. So it will be interesting. Paul, we appreciate, as always, the time you give us, and good luck at the Principal Charity Classic in Des Moines. We'll be keeping an eye on you as always. And so the best of luck. You got to play in a Pro-Am tomorrow?
Today, this afternoon.
Or today. Yeah, today. You got to get down there and play in a Pro-Am. That's right. So good luck on that, and good luck with the course, and we'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul. Play well. Right. Have fun. Thanks,
Take care. Take care. Bye. Paul Stankowski, PJ Tour champions. And always has a refreshing view on things. I kind of think that there is some hope, maybe not realistic, but hope that this might kind of fade away. If you're at PJ Tour, you're like, okay, whatever. And then and then the thing with Phil, and then Phil went on sabbatical, and that's so maybe it was, and it's coming back. Once they play, it's going to get attention. Now, will it continue to get that attention? Will it? I don't know. That's the thing. Does it get legs? Right? Or does it just kind of fizzle and they played the next event, they only had few guys, and the next event they had even less guy. That's what we don't know.
Yeah, but there are a lot of obscure names in this.
Oh yeah, yeah, there are for sure.
A lot.
Yeah. Well, it's a limited field, first of all, right? Because they're only playing 54 holes, and I think they're only around, what is the field, Frank? 50 or 60 guys, I believe, something like that. It's not a big number of players. But again, if they're saying we anticipated all this and we're still piling the money into it, then maybe, it makes me remember that Herschel Walker went and played for Donald Trump in the USFL. Right?
Yes, he did.
If you remember way back in the day when everybody's like, well, no, he's going to play in that rinky-dink new league. Come on, the NFL is a king. And sure enough, they got Heisman Trophy winners. So it didn't last. And so maybe that's the telltale sign if this could last or not. But initially, they're going to make some bumps. They're going to make some inroads. And the real interesting thing is going to be what comes out of these meetings the next couple of days. And will they say, like I was just saying, well, maybe we'll let them play in a couple of these events. Then we won't have the conflict constantly of, by God, you can't. Because, again, I just don't see that the PGA Tour wants to be that sheriff of town in town, right? That they're constantly telling the players who choose, in DJ's case this week or anybody else, Kevin Na, here's what we're going to do to you now. Or here's our fine. And I don't think they want to be in that position. Yeah. Right. Doesn't look good. So they'll maybe work out some kind of a deal. Hey, you want to take a break, Frank, and come back and wrap things up?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's get out of here for a minute.
All right. You're listening to Golf Talk America, and Frank and I will be back to wrap things up right after this.
And welcome back in, everybody. Frank Bassett back with you, and along with Tim Matthews. Paul Stankowski, always a pleasure to have him on, and we wish him the very best this week and the coming weeks out on the PGA Tour Champions. And what I want to talk about before we get into the closing of the show, especially, is something really close to my heart. That's food. And we talked about, food at our clubs and how good it is. But at home, I don't want to spend a bunch of time shopping or doing dishes or cooking. I'd rather be at the golf course. I'd rather be playing golf. Well, there's a company that can help you with that, and that's called Factor. They can make it happen. Factor saves me time by delivering really, really great-tasting, chef-crafted meals to my doorstep. Eliminates any of the hassle of going to the grocery store and standing in line or the self-checkout when it never works properly, as we all know. Not to mention, the cleanup, there's no dishes to wash. It comes in really cool packaging that you just can pop in the microwave, and in 2 minutes, you're ready to eat. It's faster than ordering food and having it delivered. And it's better because it's fresh. Factor makes it easy for me to eat clean 24/7 with fresh, never frozen, prepared meals that are delicious. You wouldn't believe they're actually good for you. They're so delicious. It's incredible. Choose from Factor's calorie smart and keto options with built-in portion control, which I need, as a great tool to help you get fit for summer. They offer 30 meals per week, and you get to choose from a variety of delicious new meals every week. They offer vegan plus veggie meals, keto meals, low-cal options, cold-pressed juices, smoothies. Their smoothies are fabulous, by the way. Energy bites, energy protein, veggie sides. It's anything you possibly could want. Factor tackles the tough stuff so you don't have to, or I don't have to. And if I don't have to, I'm a happier camper because I'm out the door and playing golf. Their registered dietitians and expert chefs work hand-in-hand to create meals with nutritious ingredients. So, here's what I want you to do, folks. Head to go.factor75.com/golftalk120 and use code GOLFTALK120 to get, wait for it, $120 off. That's code GOLFTALK120 at go.factor75.com/GOLFTALK120 for $120 off, if you can believe that. So, Tim, there you go.
Very nice. Very nice.
So, all the stuff we're talking about and LIV and
DP which stands World for what, Tour, by the way?
Well,
why am I skipping about this?
LIV is 54 in Roman numerals.
Oh, okay. Is that
so,
the point?
I don't know. Nobody's really said, and I haven't been able to find out.
So it's L1V.
L1V, L5. Yeah.
You think 54? It's not a company or something. I was wondering, what the heck is LIV? I felt stupid to ask, but now I don't know if it's having Paul on or anything, but I don't feel as stupid.
Oh, God.
I thought I was going to ask.
Just as a disclosure, Paul Stankowski is a good friend of all of ours, and Tim's known him forever. I've known him a long time.
Yeah,
we make fun of each other a lot, but it was fun having Paul on, and we got off on LIV, which I really wanted to talk more about PGA Tour champions and the level of competition that's out there, because you know what I know, and I'm sure most of our listeners could, because they're learned golfers and avid golfers, understand that the competition to get on PGA Tour champions is absolutely crushing. It's incredibly more difficult to get on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the spots just aren't there.
Yeah, it's very
And the level of play is incredible there. I don't care if they hit it a little shorter. They still have to have those skills of, you know, ball striking, working the ball, making the putts, making the chips, and as Jimenez says, having a glass of red wine and a cigar. So,
yep,
there you go. And at Benton Harbor, by the way, where Paul just competed, and the senior, Sweeney and I were up there, Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort, one of our sponsors.
Yep.
And all the players stay there in the hotel right there at the resort at Benton Harbor. And so you're just hanging out. Out on PGA Tour Champions, you can get up close and personal, talk to the guys much more easily than you can on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
And, you know, so
it's a much more laid back, friendly, and I don't mean that the PGA Tour is unfriendly.
Yeah.
But it's much more. Those guys have all gone through that in their day, the Ernie Els and stuff that had, and now it's just chill.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what is attractive. The guys are just here for the, I mean, seriously, the tournament was just here for the Club Corp Classic, the first one that they had for the senior PGA or the PGA Tour champions here in Dallas area. You're exactly right. You could stand almost 4 feet away from Colin Montgomery as he's hitting practice shots.
Yeah.
I mean, you could get that close to him. Oh, my God, on the PGA Tour, everybody like, back up, move over. You know, there's a whole different bubble, if you will,
there
for
is.
Those guys. These guys are almost talking to strangers as they're walking by. Yeah. You know, like, hey, where'd you get the beer? You know, I mean, it's just guys playing golf. So it's perfect for Stanky because that's as laid back as they get. You know?
Yeah. Well, he's a California dude.
Yeah.
The American Family Tournament that's coming up on the PGA Tour Champions. When he brought that up, that's a fun tournament. I'm thinking about looking into that. So we might have some.
That's the one in Wisconsin? Is that where he said it was?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah,
that'd be fun to go up there. And
by the way, I did look at it, and you're right. LIV is Roman numeral, 54. Because they're playing 54 holes, which again, this is where I'm saying there's compromise. There's something the PGA Tour is going to look at and say, okay, what are they doing that's attracting? Okay, money. We get that. Okay, and we can only maybe promise so much money, so we're not going to try to go dollar for dollar.
No cut.
But 54 holes, there's no cut. That's attractive. The players are going, okay, I already made money, I guarantee. That whole point of, I think it's got to go out the window that you do not get paid unless you make the cut. I think that whole thing is definitely a negotiable. If I'm one of those guys in that room today in Dublin, or my player is there as my agent, I'd say, okay, everybody that gets in this tournament, 148 of us, whatever, everybody gets 10 grand or whatever the minimum is. Give them that for playing. If they make the cut, they go on. If they don't, they move on, but they've gotten some check.
Cover their expenses.
That would be some counter to this because they're going to go, well, why would I take a chance? And again, we're looking at guys that miss cuts. But let's be honest, if you're Scottie Scheffler, you don't want to miss any cut either. I mean, you might be a millionaire already, but you kind of are going, I don't want to pay for, especially these guys, right? If you're DJ and those guys, you're flying private to go play, and then you miss a cut, it could be $100,000 you're out, $60,000-$70,000 you're out after you pay for the hotels and cars and your caddy and all that stuff. So yeah, that's what I'm saying is I think they're going to be having that conversation going, okay, what can we do differently that these guys are going to do that attracted you, you know? I mean, it's so I think we'll find that out. 54 holes and
54
how played. By the way, that KitchenAid
was a sponsor last week of the Senior PGA Championship, and that same event's been at French Lick, correct?
Yes, absolutely. The Senior PGA Championship. Yes, absolutely.
KitchenAid. And we'll be going to French Lick. I booked my ticket yesterday.
Yes.
So people get out there and watch these young women playing because it's the Epson Tour, which is the Korn Ferry for the LPGA Tour, if you will. And they'll be playing at French Lick first week of August. And we'll be out there, too, for a couple of pro-ams and having some fun and a couple of cocktails. It's a great place. It's a great. Yeah, you're right. I was wrong on that. It's not a couple.
No.
It's not a couple.
It's a bunch.
And beautiful, beautiful place to stay. Beautiful area. If you haven't been to Central Indiana, Southern Indiana. Sorry about that. You might think, well, it's cornfields and all that. It's really not. We make fun of the Hoosier National Forest, but it's very hilly. It's trees. It's the home of Larry Bird as well.
Yes.
But a very cool resort that goes way back before Larry Bird. This resort goes back to like the 19 teens or something, doesn't it, Frank? Like 1915 or something?
The turn of the century, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. So Al Capone used to hang there. Yeah. I don't know if that's an attraction or not, but it seems to be. These old gangsters, somehow we all forget about how bad they were, right? Like, oh, Al Capone. Oh, I want to go see Al Capone's old resort. Because it was a train location, right? I mean, that's where trains all would come
from
for
Chicago.
Whatever reason, between Chicago, Louisville, south into different parts of the country, probably into Tennessee and everything, you'd take trains, and they'd just for coincidental reasons, a lot of them went through French Lick and
came down through Lynchburg and Jack Daniels territory down here and coast Kentucky and all the bourbon that was and bootlegged in those days and all that. So, and French Lick's claim to fame was Pluto water, the Pluto water plant. It was a cleansing water. It's full of sulfur.
Yeah. Yeah, they have, and they still do, right? Have spas and stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
That are, so
spa's fabulous there.
Yeah. It would be a lot of fun, but we'll be there. And, I'm actually getting in on the 1st, Frank. So that whole week, the 1st through the 5th is our time, and then the tournament goes on through the weekend as well. But it's a great week there at French Lick. So
yeah,
we'll be looking forward to that.
Thanks to Dave Harner and Brendan Sweeney and the entire crew there at French Lick. They treat us very, very well, and they're a great sponsor. Inspired. Invited. God, I blew it. Club Corp is now called Invited.
They changed their name. Yeah.
Changed their name.
So to Invited.
Invited.
So still, the Club Corp family, if you will, where there's clubs all over the country, and you can join one, but you get privileges at all these other country clubs and eating establishments. They have restaurants. Some of them are just social clubs in different cities and stuff. But Invited is the new name
for
Club Corp. So
Bluegrass Yacht and Country Club, where I'm a member. Here in Hendersonville, Nashville, Tennessee, if you will. They just changed their menu, and we've had the same chef for the past seven years. Dinner the other night at the club was the best I've had in forever there. I mean, it's always been good, but boy, it was just fabulous. And most of the Club Corp are invited clubs, if you will, have great chefs. I mean, I'm sure yours there in Dallas has a great chef. So
yeah, they take a lot of pride in their food. Yep. Yeah, it's not just like a club where you go and you get, Caddyshack, where you get burgers and fries.
No.
You know, although they could do that, too. But, very good food.
Well, we had that Memorial Day by the pool, which was fabulous. We have a fabulous pool complex and all that at ours. And it was a lot of fun. Play golf. Started off gangbusters, playing really well, and ended strong. The smell was strong. It stunk. Oh, gosh.
Well, we go to French Lick, we'll play in the Sweeney Cup, and Brendan Sweeney is the director of marketing, let's say. He's got a title that's longer than the rest of the show could be.
Director of Media Relations and Player Development.
Okay.
I'm looking at the trophy from the last Sweeney Cup right here.
And so the Sweeney Cup is made up of media, and he invites how many media are there, Frank? 25 or so?
30 or so, media members.
And so all of those guys, while we're playing in like pro-am, we have our own little tournament going on there. And I say that, and it's in air quotes, the tournament, because it's really the Sweeney Cup is named after Brendan, and Brendan seems to win it every year. So it really isn't an event as much as it's just a dictatorship, if you will.
Whoa. Sweeney,
like
I have been
North
partners
Korea
for,
who's
for
gonna win?
10 years. You know, for 10 years.
Yeah. Somehow he never loses the Sweeney Cup with his name on it every time, which is okay because you guys have to, you drive there so you can put it in your car. That Sweeney Cup trophy would be hard to get on a plane.
It's glass, too. It's really pretty.
Yes.
Hand-blown glass and all that. It's really nice.
That's why I that's why I chose not to win.
Not to
last
win.
Year.
Yeah. I understand.
I just didn't want to have to try to the hassle of putting that on a plane.
Yeah.
So I just stole some stuff out of the pro shop.
That's okay. I got to tell you, from French Lick, we're talking about that. Sweeney came to visit, and he's staying in the guest room and guest suite and the bathroom and all that, and the towels are laid out and all this. He said, "Man, you've got some nice towels." I said, "Hey, pal, they ought to be. I stole them from your hotel."
Did you notice the emblem on the
The tag on those towels? He went back and looked at it. He said, "Damn, I'm taking these back with me."
And you go, "It's okay. I need new ones anyway."
That's what I told him. I said, "I need them in back August. Anyway. Just take them back.
I'll get them in August." Yeah. Good idea, Frank. That's what I need to do, because I'm damn sure not winning the Sweeney Cup.
Take some parting gifts, like a flat screen TV out of the room, whatever you need.
There's got to be something like that. Yeah, there's got to be something. I can go to the casino, get some chips.
Go to the casino, and I left some money for them in the casino last time. So.
I actually won money. I was.
I know.
I did get
I was looking
much,
for you
not much, but I got
two or three nights in a row. Where'd Tim go? Where's Tim? Well, I figured casino. I stayed away because my bride was with me. And she goes in there. Now, she can win, but she can also lose big. And I said, "No, we're going to skip the casino this trip."
Yeah, I think. Well, I'm not going to speak for all women. My wife is not a big gambler, nor is she a real tolerant. if I happen to lose a lot of money, you know, it's kind of.
Are
like,
you
really?
Saying she gets a little upset with you?
Why would you do that? I go, "Well, it's fun. We're having a good time." But I've never put myself in a terrible situation where, you know, you're running to the ATM or something like that.
Sound like Phil?
You know, you lose what you can lose. And if you do, you're kind of going, whatever. I guess it was the fun. I paid for it. But it still bothers you, right? I mean, again, so I'm the kind of guy that if you win a little bit, and to me, if I win anywhere from 200 to 1,000, I'm kind of good, right? I mean, that's not a lot of money, but it's okay. And I'm okay to walk away with that. I don't kind of go, "Oh, I'm up 800. You know what? A couple more hands. I could be up 3,000. I don't look at that, because that's what I think the mindset they want you to have, right? You're going to suck them and go, "Oh yeah, now you're up 2,000. It could be 4. Next thing you know, you're down 6,000. You go, "What happened? I was just up. How did I get down?" Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to be like that. So my wife doesn't get too mad, because she knows I'm pretty reasonable about that. And that, "Honey, yeah, you got the keys to the car?" "What?"
"All right.
I got to throw them in the middle of the table."
So I got to get in front of the live feeds so I can see what's going on in Dublin, Ohio, right now.
Okay.
So we probably ought to get out of here. And
chairs being thrown and everything, you think?
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, WWE SmackDown. Let's go.
In this corner, Jay Monahan. In this corner, representing Jordan Spieth.
Oh, Lord.
It's going to be interesting to see what goes on. All right.
Oh, God.
We're done, everybody.
Crazy.
We'll keep you informed, and make sure you stay right here on listening to our great podcast on Golf Talk America, and we'll keep you informed on everything that's going on in the world of golf, including what might be happening here in the next couple of weeks in London. Thank you to Paul Stankowski for taking time out to join us, and thanks to all of you for listening, and our great sponsors again, including Club Corp, now invited, and the French Lick Resort. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. We appreciate each and every one of you, and remember to join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.